Dear listeners, Sairam and welcome once again to Vahini Satsang. So we are in Chapter 7 of Sandeha Nivarani. In Segment 7.3, if you have been following this series, Swami lays down beautiful, simple principles for us to follow. When the devotee says, "Swami, give me principles that will make me near and dear to you," Bhagavan enumerates one by one so many tenets which will help us to lead a divine life. And we have been in the last few episodes contemplating on each of these gems that Bhagavan has so lovingly given us. So we'll continue this satsang today. We will listen to segment 7.3, and we were focused on two of the tenets that Bhagavan has mentioned in this segment, and those relate to good company. Those are points number 22 and number 23. So we'll listen to the entire segment of 7.3 and then we'll continue our satsang on what Bhagavan means by these two precious tenets for us, for our divine life.
Fifteen. Try to keep under check the five sins that the body commits: killing, adultery, theft, drinking intoxicants, and meat eating. The sacred life can reach the highest if these can be completely avoided. 16. One must be always vigilant, without a moment's carelessness, against the eight sins that the mind perpetrates: kamam or lust, krodham or anger, lobham or greed, moham or attachment, mada or ego, envy, hatred and pride. Man's primary duty is to keep all these things at a safe distance. 17. When in pursuit of wrong actions, man's mind acts hurriedly. During these times, without allowing the mind to go its way, remember the name of the Lord and attempt to do some good deed or the other. Those who do thus will certainly become fit for the grace of the Lord. 18. First, give up the evil tendency to feel envious at the prosperity of others and the desire to harm them. Be happy that others are happy. Sympathize with those who are in adversity and wish for their well-being. This is the sign of God's love present in you. 19. Patience is all the strength that man needs. 20. Those who aspire for happiness must be engaged in good deeds. 21. It is easy to conquer anger through love, attachment through reasoning, falsehood through truth, bad through good, and greed through charity. 22. Do not respond to the words of the wicked. It is good to keep them at a distance. In fact, do not have any relationship with such people. 23. Seek the company of good men, even at the cost of your honor and life. However, pray to God to bless you with the discrimination needed to distinguish between the good and the bad. You must also endeavor to do this with the intelligence given to you. 24. No doubt, those who conquer kingdoms and earn fame in the world are hailed as heroes. But truly, those who have conquered the senses must be acclaimed as the conquerors of the universe. 25. The results of one's action, whether good or bad, continue to always pursue man. 26. Greed yields only sorrow. Contentment is best. There is no happiness greater than contentment. 27. The evil manipulations of the mind has to be uprooted, else it will ruin life itself. 28. Bear with fortitude both loss and grief, and search for that which will benefit you and grant you joy. 29. When you are invaded by anger, practice silence or remember the name of the Lord. Do not remind yourself of things which will inflame the anger more. That will do incalculable harm. 30. From this moment, avoid all bad habits. Do not delay or postpone. They do not contribute the slightest joy or happiness.
So those are the beautiful directions from Bhagwan. And we were at 22 and 23. In the previous session, do not respond to the words of the wicked. It is good to keep them at a distance. In fact, do not have any relationship with such people. And Bhagwan continues with the same idea and says, seek the company of good men, even at the cost of your honor and life. However, pray to God to bless you with the discrimination needed to distinguish between the good and the bad. You must also endeavor to do this with the intelligence given to you. So, if you put down the takeaways from these two points, it is so clearly Swami is telling, you have to run away from the bad. You have to be with the good no matter what it takes. You should learn to distinguish between the good and the bad yourself. And pray so that you develop this faculty of discrimination. In the previous episode, I shared with you the whole concept of good company. Why is good company so important? And we started with something very physical. How the American entrepreneur Jim Rohn says that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. How it influences us in so many ways. And I shared with you about the social network called Moai, wherein as soon as a child is born in a region in Japan, already there is a society for the child. There are five families who are closely knit and they share their joys and sorrows and tragedies and ecstasies. And that is how the members of this particular community live longer. 90-year-old women are still healthy because of this social connect. And we went on to share the story that Bhagwan has narrated about Muthuswami Iyer, the greatest lawyer of pre-independent India. And then I shared with you the life of Buddha, from the life of Buddha, the story of Channa. And there, Buddha put down who are bad friends and who are good friends. The Buddha said, all those are not good friends who are only eager to benefit from you, only who pay lip service and do not follow their words with commensurate actions. Those who approve both your good and bad actions, and those who influence you towards harmful habits, like drinking alcohol and so on. So the Buddha mentioned, only those who want you for their own self-gratification, personal gain and selfish motives, those are the friends who are bad, who are manipulative, who are temporary. They will quickly absent themselves when their needs are not met. And Swami always talks about how when there is money with you, there is power and position with you, then everyone comes to you. And after that, once you lose all those things that people can benefit from when they are with you, they will now leave you. So genuine friendships are not based on status, wealth, elitist association or self-serving needs. And then Buddha goes on to say, who are your good friends? Good friends are those who help you in times of need, who are prepared to even forfeit their lives for you, who protect you from evil and who rejoice in your success, and honor those who praise you. So the Buddha's definition of friendship is centered around spiritual advancement. Genuine friends are those who lead you toward the dharmic path, toward the spiritual path. They are the one who dissuade you from wrong and harmful actions. Good friendships are based on selfless love, and they incorporate human values. But Bhagavan, in his discourse, gave another perspective to who is a good friend. We again have to ask the question, what the word good means. Swami gave many examples and then talked about the poet Vemana. He is known in Telugu literature for his tremendous contribution, especially when it comes to morality and spirituality. And poet Vemana, in defining a good man, talked about who he thinks is a bad man, and said, whoever is not a bad man is a good man. And then he said that the individual who suffers if he is hungry, who harbors evil, who is burning with anger, and who indulges in promoting intrigue or harmful actions is a bad man. All others are good people. This is the definition of poet Vemana. And if you look at this, some things are very clear. Yes, who harbors evil is a bad man, who has anger is a bad man, who thinks about harmful actions and evil plots is definitely a bad man. But poet Vemana also says, Bhagavan mentions in his discourse, the person who spends his energy to relieve his hunger has also been looked upon with ridicule by the poet. He says, who suffers if he is hungry? And Bhagavan here says, what the poet means is that even animals and birds do not spend so much effort and time to get relief when they are hungry. If having got a human birth, a birth which is so superior to animals and birds, if we spend our time and effort only in trying to fill our hunger, only in trying to satiate our stomach, only in search of food, then you are not a good man. Swami, in the discourse, he says, who provides food for the birds in the forest? Who feeds the animals in the jungle when they are hungry? Who gives water to the trees that thrive on top of the mountain? God, who finds food for the frog that is trapped between a pair of large stones, will certainly provide food for the human beings. In fact, one day, one of the students who had completed MBA and he was about to go out, and he had the opportunity to speak to Bhagwan, and he said, Swami, please ensure that I get a good job. You know, I really desperately need a job because the family is waiting for me to earn and I need to do so many things. So please bless me that I get a good job. I need resources. And when Bhagwan heard his prayer, Swami took him to the window of the room, and then Swami said, what do you see? He said, Swami, I see the mountain. So what else do you see, Swami? Mountain, Swami, and mountain, there are trees there. Swami says, what else is there on the mountain, Swami? There are trees. There are some, perhaps some animals, some snakes, some squirrels, ants. So many things, Swami, so many living beings, and all of them from the far we cannot make out, but there are so many living beings there. And Swami said, there is the ant there in the mountain. For so many centuries, who has been looking after the ants? If the ant is surviving and it is able to find its food, don't you think I will take care of you? You are the foremost in my creation. The human birth is such precious. Why do you even doubt? When we have this assurance from the Lord, where Vimana says that if you hanker only for food, then you are not good. One should go after realization of truth. One should develop faith. One should go out and help the others to the best of their ability. One should feel that there is no difference between one person and the other. One should establish the oneness of humanity and realize the relationship that exists between one human being and the other. You should realize that it is the spirit of Atma that runs through the entire range of human beings. Bhagwan said in that discourse that today we use words like brothers and sisters and so on, but it is so meaningless because we just speak. We don't really mean it. They are mere words. We are not giving any value to either the bodily relationship or the mental relationship that signifies brotherhood. Swami says, only when we rise above these temporary relationships of the body and the mind and get into the aspect of divinity, that we can understand the true meaning of brotherhood. And then Bhagwan says, it is only then that we can realize that it is the same divine principle that exists in all of us. We should make an effort to realize such truth, and it is for recognizing such truth that good company is essential. Now, Swami comes back to good company, and Swami says, to recognize the unity of divinity in everything around us, you need good company. And Bhagwan goes on to give the example of a mud pot. When a mud pot is filled with water to the brim, if we keep this mud pot outside in a place even where an ant cannot have access, even then we will find that the surface level of the water would have reduced by an inch or two. But if you keep the mud pot inside another tub which has water, then the quantity of water in the mud pot will be the same. It will still be filled to the brim if it is kept in a place that is surrounded by water. When we are in good company, then the goodness in us will remain if we miss the good company, then just like the water reduces in a mud pot, just because of the external environment being something else, our goodness also will go down. So here Bhagwan first talks about how for someone to be good, you have to think beyond just the mere objective of filling your stomach. You have to think of the higher purpose. Then only you are good. And then Bhagwan says the higher purpose is to recognize that unity in divinity. And it is so important to have this company and to have that kind of a perspective. You need good company. And only when you have good company can you maintain the goodness in you. Sometimes this question comes. Is it okay if you are good most of the times? Because, you know, we cannot really control our mind all the time. And sometimes we go hither and thither. 100% is not possible. And Bhagwan says, a sadhaka may become complacent while weeding out seemingly negligible bad qualities inside the heart. But it is like a little curd in the pot. Even if there is a little curd in the pot, the entire quantity of milk in the pot will become curd. And that is the reason why Swami says, even if you have sung bhajans and if you have chanted Vedam and if you have done seva and so many things, this is all the milk. But if you have not taken care to remove the curd, everything will become curd. So it is so important to be careful of not allowing the unpleasant and negative traits to percolate inside. Bhagwan says, the Lord is like a divine mother, is waiting patiently to pour the divine milk of love and grace. If only the individual, with a little effort, can clean the pot. If we don't clean the pot, then even if God showers us, pours us milk, everything will become curd because we have not cleaned the pot. So that is how careful one should be so that the goodness in us is maintained. Not only maintained, how to increase this goodness. How to ensure that the goodness in us grows and also spreads all around. In fact, Bhagwan narrates this very beautifully. Let me play for you this little audio clip and then we'll discuss about it.
మనము సత్సంగం యొక్క ప్రభావాన్ని చక్కని రీతిలో మనం విచారణ సలిపినప్పుడు ఎంతనో మనము దివ్యత్వాన్ని కూడా అందుకోవటానికి అవకాశం ఉంటుంటుంది. దీనికి ఒక చిన్న ఉదాహరణము.
Therefore, if you can understand the strength and the power of good company and use it in the best manner possible, there is a possibility of your doing some very great things.
మనిషివారి యొక్క బుద్ధులు, మంచివారి యొక్క నడతలు, మంచివారి యొక్క పలుకులు అతి మధురమైనటువంటివిగాను, గౌరవమైనటువంటివిగాను, కీర్తివంతమైనటువంటివిగాను, శాంతపరమైనటువంటివిగాను, సౌఖ్యాన్ని అందించేటువంటివిగాను, అతి సున్నితమైనటువంటివిగాను ఉంటుంటాయి.
The good people are such that their thoughts are very attractive, their words are very soft, their actions are very good. And good people could be recognized by the fact that they are very gentle, they are such in their thoughts, in their words and in their actions.
అది ప్రకాశవంతమైనటువంటి అగ్ని వలె ఉంటుంటది.
It's like shining fire.
అట్టి ప్రకాశవంతమైనటువంటి అగ్నికి ప్రక్క లోపల అంధకారమైనటువంటి యొక్క బొగ్గును తెచ్చి మనం చేర్చినప్పుడు ఆ యొక్క అగ్నికి ఎంతవరకు సంఘంగా చేరి ఉంటుంటాదో ఆ భాగమంతా కూడాను ఈ బొగ్గు లోపల కూడాను ప్రకాశవంతమైపోతుంది.
ఇఫ్ టు ది విసినిటీ ఆఫ్ సచ్ షైనింగ్ ఫైర్ వి బ్రింగ్ ఎ పీస్ ఆఫ్ బ్లాక్ చార్కోల్ పుట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ క్లోజ్ కంపెనీ ది ఏరియా ఇన్ విచ్ ది బ్లాక్ చార్కోల్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ కాంటాక్ట్ విత్ దిస్ షైనింగ్ ఫైర్ విల్ ఆల్సో బి షైనింగ్ విత్ బ్రైట్ ఫైర్.
ఈ ప్రకాశవంతమైనటువంటి అగ్నికి మన అజ్ఞానమైనటువంటి యొక్క బొగ్గును చేర్చటమే కాదు, ఎంతవరకు చేర్చితమో అంత మాత్రమే ఇందుకు కూడాను ప్రకాశం ఏర్పడుతుంది. కానీ దానిని ఆచరణ అనేటువంటి సాధన కింద మనము దానినే ఒక ఫ్యాన్గా భావించుకుని ఆ ఆచరణనే ఒక ఫ్యాన్గా మనం విసిరినప్పుడు బొగ్గు పూర్తి అగ్నిగా మారిపోతుంది.
ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ ఎ కాంటాక్ట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ బ్లాక్ చార్కోల్ విచ్ రియల్లీ ఈజ్ యువర్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ విత్ ది షైనింగ్ లైట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్ కంపెనీ ఎట్ దట్ కాంటాక్ట్ ఓన్లీ ది పోర్షన్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఇన్ కాంటాక్ట్ విల్ గెట్ ది ఫైర్ అండ్ విల్ బి షైనింగ్. But if you employ your sadhana or practice and use it as a fan and use the fan to increase the contact, then the entire charcoal of ignorance will be shining.
Kanuka manchivariki near aneetvanti matram daggaram undatam matrame pradhanam kaadu daniki taginetvanti yokka prema tattvanni kudanu manam cherchukovali kanukane near and dear
renditi endu kudanu mana jeevitham cherchinappudu mana jeevitham kudanu prakashavantanga untadu.
Therefore, it's not enough to be near the good people. You should also, in addition to being near the good people, develop prema tattva or the sadhana of prema or affection and become dear. It is necessary to be near and dear to all good people.
Inka chettavari yokka tattvamulu ye reethiga untundarante itarulu yokka nashta kashtamulu chettavariki atyanta aanandanni kaligistuntadu.
The nature of bad people, on the contrary, is like this. Difficulties and troubles of other people cause pleasure to bad people.
ఇతరులు ఏదైనా బాధలు పడుతుంటే వీరికి చాలా ఆనందం వేస్తుంటుంటారు.
If others are going through some troubles, these bad people feel quite happy.
ఉత్తమమైనటువంటి కీర్తులు ఆర్జించేటువంటి యొక్క వ్యక్తులను చూచి దుర్మార్గులు ఓర్వలేనటువంటి యొక్క కథలను కూడాను కల్పించి వారిని నిందల పాలు కూడాను చేస్తుంటారు.
Looking at good people who are doing good things and who are getting some fame and name for the good actions which they are doing, bad people are not able to stand it. They become jealous. They create stories and they try to pull down the good people and create bad stories about them.
Varu sahasra netramulato itharulo unnatvanti yokka doshamulnu maatrame chudadaniki varu praapulu adutuntaru.
These people with 1,000 eyes will be making an effort to see only the bad qualities in others.
Kanuka itti vare sangamu manaku kudanu kontha varaku kudanu prakadaniki punukuntundi tatvara manamu kudanu aa vyaktulalo okkariga mari potaniki avakasam untundi kana atti vare sangamunaku manamu dooramuga undatam chaala manchidani kudanu Shankarulu varu prabodhincharu.
The company of such bad people, to some extent when it occurs, results in our also being drawn into these bad qualities. Therefore, Shankara thought that one should try and keep at a distance from the company of such bad people.
Aithe attivariki manam dooramuga undatam cheta attivaru marinta balasi marinta desamunaku apakarani cheyadaniki kudanu poonukovachunu kada kanuka attivarito manam cheri varini manalo cherchukodaniki tagina prayatnam cheyavachunani kudanu konda mandi oohalu.
However, if we keep ourselves at great distance from such bad people and exercise no influence on them, it is possible that these bad people become stronger and stronger and cause harm to the country. It is the view of some that under that circumstances we should go near such bad people, try to take them into our good company and transform them.
Aithe enta varaku aa chetta variki dooranga undalante danini kudanu manam vicharinchali. మనలో మంచి పైన ఉన్నటువంటి విశ్వాసము సత్యం పైన ఉన్నటువంటి యొక్క విశ్వాసము గాఢమైనటువంటిదిగా పెంచుకున్న తదుపరి అట్టివారితో మనం కూడి వారిని కూడాను మన మార్గంలో తెచ్చుకోవడానికి పూనుకోవటంలో ఒక విధమైనటువంటి ఫలితం ఉంటుంటుంది. కానీ మనలోనే అలాంటి సత్యమునకు తగినటువంటి యొక్క బలము మంచికి తగినటువంటి విశ్వాసము పవిత్రతకు తగినటువంటి యొక్క దీక్ష మనలో లేనప్పుడు అట్టివారితో చేరటము మన యొక్క స్వల్పమైనటువంటి యొక్క సద్భావంలో కూడాను క్షీణించడానికి అవకాశం ఉంటుంటాయి.
We should make an inquiry as to how far we should keep away from such bad people and under what circumstances. One can get an answer by saying, provided in us there is strong faith in whatever is good, provided we have faith in truth, provided we have the strength by which we can retain our faith in the good things and in truth, then there is a point in our going and making friendship and company of bad people and trying to change them to our ways. On the contrary, if there is no strength in you, if there is no strong faith in the good and the truth in you, if you have not the determination to retain them, there is no point in going and making company with bad people, because you will then lose even the minute strength and determination that you happen to have.
Manalo manchi anaga క్వాలిటీ అండ్ క్వాలిటీని కూడా మనం అభివృద్ధి చేసుకున్నప్పుడే ఇతరుల యొక్క స్వల్పమైనటువంటి దానిని ఇందులో చేర్చుకుని తద్వారా ఈ స్వరూపకంగా ఆ స్వరూపాన్ని మార్చడానికి కూడా అవకాశం ఉంటుంటుంది.
ఇట్స్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ వీఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు ఇంక్రీజ్ ది గుడ్ ఇన్ అస్ బోత్ ఇన్ ఎ క్వాలిటేటివ్ సెన్స్ అండ్ యాజ్ వెల్ ఇన్ ఎ క్వాంటిటేటివ్ సెన్స్ ఇట్ విల్ బి పాసిబుల్ ఫర్ అస్ టు గెట్ అదర్స్ హూ ఆర్ బ్యాడ్ నియర్ అస్ అండ్ యూజ్ అవర్ క్వాలిటీ అండ్ క్వాంటిటీ ఆఫ్ గుడ్ టు చేంజ్ దెమ్ యాజ్ వెల్.
So, some very important points that Swami makes here. Swami says, all good people are such that their thoughts are very attractive. The good people can be recognized by their gentle thought, word and deed. And then Bhagavan says, it is not enough if you are merely in the company of good people. You should also develop this sadhana of love and become dear to the good people. And Bhagavan says that you need the fan of sadhana. It is like the bright red fire is a good company. Your ignorance is charcoal. And when the fire is in company of charcoal, that area of the charcoal which is exposed to the fire will benefit from the purification process of the fire, but only when you employ a fan can the area of contact be increased and the entire charcoal, entire ignorance will also become bright. And then Bhagavan goes on to talk about how the bad always take pleasure in creating difficulties for the good. And then comes the question, shouldn't we try and go to the bad so that we can change them, we can influence them, influence the mind of those people so that they also become good? If you run away from the bad, how will the bad become good? Because it is possible that these bad people, if you don't stop them, they will do more harm to society and to the country. Then Bhagavan says, yes, you can go to those people. But before that, you have to ask those fundamental questions about how strong is my goodness? Because if your goodness is not on a solid footing, then there is every chance that the bad people will influence you in the wrong way. You will lose even the feeble strength that you have in goodness. Only when you are able to increase the good in you in a qualitative and quantitative sense, then you have the capability to go out and exercise influence in the bad and bring them onto the right path. In fact, Bhagavan, for illustrating this, gives the example of Ramakrishna Paramahansa and says how the great spiritual master Ramakrishna said that an incense stick, when lighted, has fire in it. A forest also has fire in it. Now, if you drop a bundle of dry sticks on an incense stick, on an agarbatti, what you will find is the dry sticks will not catch fire. Instead, the dry sticks will put out the fire in the incense stick. On the other hand, if you take a bundle of raw and green plantain leaves and you put it inside a forest which is on fire, then you will find that even this round green planted trees will become part of the forest fire. Because the forest fire is rich in quality and in quantity. It will burn everything that comes into contact with it. But the fire of the incense stick has neither the quality nor the quantity. And therefore, it will just get extinguished. So only when the goodness in us is strong, vibrant and powerful, we are in a position to exercise greater influence and change the unholy elements. Bhagwan goes on to explain the nature of the good. If you think that we are good, what is the nature of a good person? And Swami gives the lovely example of the sandalwood and the axe. When a sharp axe is used to cut a sandalwood tree, the sandalwood tree does not feel hurt by the axe, nor does it get angry with it. On the contrary, the sandalwood tree hands its fragrance to the axe. The axe also becomes fragrant. The sandalwood is such that even when it's cut to pieces, it gives only fragrance. It gives only lovely aroma to the axe and to everyone around. Even when it's rubbed against another stone, it gives only fragrance. That is the nature of good people. That is how strong our goodness should be, qualitatively, quantitatively. That is how it was since yore with the lives of saints and sages, men of great character, men who have steady minds. It does not matter whether you abuse them or hurt them or praise them. The hurt, the praise, the abuse never reaches them. They only in turn fill you with goodness. They only fill you with calmness. They only fill you with their gentlemanliness, their character, and their virtues. Other day when I was thinking about good company, what occurred to me is, good company does not mean seeing only for good people around us. Because these days it is so difficult to find someone who is good, because everybody is a mixture of good and bad. So good company possibly also could mean screening the goodness of the people around us. There is enough goodness around us. We may not find a completely good person, but we'll find enough goodness in every person. One who connects with us off and on is a friend. One who connects with us when we are off and switches us on is a good friend. That's what Buddha said. But who is a God friend? One who connects us to God and ensures that our smile is always on, he is a God friend. No matter success or setback, no matter wellness or illness, this angel friend will say, hey, smile and you will shine. You are filled with energy divine. This is what a good friend, a God friend is all about. And we need God friends as we march on our journey to God. Sant Kabir said, there is some trouble to the world from the bad people as well as trouble to the world from the good people. And he said, in order that there is no trouble from either quarter, I pay my respects to both of them. So his disciples asked, but Kabirji, how can any harm result from good people? And Kabir smiled and said, association with bad people causes great discomfort, that we know. But separation from good people also causes great discomfort. Therefore, I pray to them, please don't go away from me. They can also cause me trouble if they go away from me. There should not be separation from good people. And there should not be association with bad people. And that is why I pray that both these things happen in your way. That's what Kabir says. In fact, it's a very beautiful song of Sant Kabir, where he stresses, among other things, this whole process of being with the sadhus. Should we listen to that?
भजन बिना बावरे तुने हीरा जनम गमायो, भजन बिना बावरे तुने हीरा जनम गमायो, ना संगति साधुन के कीना ना गुरुद्वारे आयो, ना संगति साधुन के कीना ना गुरुद्वारे आयो, बही बही मरे बैल किनाई जो नीरे वो खायो, भजन बिना बावरे तुने हीरा जन्म गमायो। संसार फूल सिमर का लाली देख लो भायो, ये संसार फूल सिमर का लाली देख लो भायो, मारे चोंच रुआ जब निक्ष्यो सिर धुनी पछतायो, भजन बिना बावरे तूने हीरा जन्म गमायो। बंदे माया के लोभी ममता महल बनायो, तू बंदे माया के लोभी ममता महल बनायो, कहीं कबीर क राम भजे बिनु अंत समय दुख पायो, भजन बिना बावरे तूने हीरा जन्म गमायो, हीरा जन्म गमायो, हीरा जन्म गमायो।
So that's the beautiful composition sung by Brother Rajneesh, and those lyrics are by Sant Kabir. And so beautifully Sant Kabir says that this world is like a red flower and people get so carried away with this beautiful red flower, it attracts you. What happens is when a bird hits this flower with its beak, then the soul comes out and the soul repents and it gets into the cycle of birth and death. Very difficult to, of course, understand everything that Sant Kabir has communicated. He was an enlightened master. He says, Na sangati sadhu ke bina na gurudware ayo. You are not in the company of the good people. You don't go to the guru, sadhu, gurudwara. You are not going to the people whom you should go to. And you are not chanting the name of the Lord. Your life is wasted. And then he says that you are caught in the Mamata Mahal. It is the world, your dream world of infatuation and affection. Even though everyone knows that time is limited, you don't know whether you're going to be alive tomorrow, but all the time you're busy building these little palaces of desires. And that is what Sant Kabir says, that you, good company is something you should aspire for and not get caught up in this world of Maya, world of attractions and illusions. Let me share with you something that I wrote a few days ago. Memories with family and friends gladden you and sadden you. Memories with elders and mentors inspire you and instigate you. Memories with great masters enlighten you and enervate you. But memories with God recreate you, resurrect you, and liberate you. Isn't it so? So our company should be not just with the good. The company with the good is only a means to having company of the Lord, and that is what is the true meaning of satsang. Sat is truth, and he is the only one who is true. He is the only one who is permanent. The good company of people around us is the starting step. But this should lead us to the true company that our soul seeks, that will complete our soul, and that is the company of the Sat. Many of us would have heard how Bhagwan so beautifully used to sing, Satsangatve Nisangatvam Nisangatve Nirmohatvam Nirmohatve Nishchalatatvam Nishchalatatve Jivanamukti.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Satsangaste Nirsangatvam, Nirsangaste Nirmohatvam.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
సత్సంగత్వే నిస్సంగత్వం, నిస్సంగత్వే నిర్మోహత్వం, నిర్మోహత్వే నిశ్చలతత్వం, నిశ్చలతత్వే జీవనముక్తి. So good company, satsangatve, will lead you to nisangatvam, detachment. And nisangatve, detachment, will lead you to nirmohatvam, free from delusion. Freedom from delusion will lead you to steadiness of mind, nishchalatatvam. And steadiness of mind will give you the ultimate liberation. So from good company, we move on to no company. No company will give us no desire. And when you have no desires, you are moving to the unmoving truth. And once you are in that unmoving truth, you are into eternal liberation. Yes, everything sounds so esoteric and so unreachable. Swami says, when you look at the morning sun, if you face the sun and look at it, you will notice that you have a long shadow that is behind you. On the other hand, if you direct your sight towards the other side of the sun, then you will see that your shadow, you will notice your own shadow, and you will notice a long one at that. Your shadow will be leading you, and it will appear as if this long shadow is showing you the path if the sun is behind you, if you are turning away from the sun. And Swami says, this shadow is the Maya, and you are that Jiva Tattva. If the shadow has to come behind you, you have to look at the sun. You have to look at God, then the Maya will be behind you. But if you do not look at the sun, if you are not focused on the Atma, if you are not focused on the Lord, then Maya will be in front of you, and it will appear as if you are following the Maya. So the simple thing Swami says is, you have to shake off the Maya, and for this, you have to turn your mind towards the Lord. Turn your mind to God. Make that effort to join Satsanga. And once you are in Satsanga, then all these things, detachment and steadiness of mind, everything will happen automatically. Because that is the power of good company. We will go from good company to God company to no company to finally becoming one with the only one. We may have 1,000 friends on Facebook. Sometimes I think about this. You may have 1,000 friends on Facebook who like you and follow you, quote unquote like and follow. But of these, not even a few will have a clue about what's going on within you, isn't it? But if you have the one person who can read your face like an open book, from him just one look will melt away years of pain and make them flow like a happy brook. If you truly follow him, he will not only like you, but also lighten you with smiles and surprises, and every day uplift you. And that should be our journey. That should be our journey of upliftment. That should be our journey of being in good company. And that is what Bhagwan is so powerfully stressing in this segment, in point number 22 and 23 of Sandeha Nivarani chapter 7, where Bhagwan is saying that seek the company of good men, even at the cost of your honor and life. And pray to the Lord that you are blessed with these company. Distinguish, use your intelligence and find the good people. But keep praying to the Lord so that you don't make mistakes in this, because this is very, very significant for your spiritual development. The right company is absolutely essential. And that is what so clearly Bhagwan has mentioned, and last two episodes we have been contemplating on this. Dear listeners, whatever we share in this is always a drop of what Bhagwan has mentioned, because there are so many ways you can extrapolate and think and derive insights. This is something that each one of us has to do in our own way. And whenever you come across something beautiful, even as you apply it in your life and benefit from it in your spiritual journey, feel free to share them with us too. Probably it will help someone else in their journey. Let us hold our hands and march on with joy towards the stage of permanent happiness. We'll continue this in the coming episodes. There are so many more beautiful points in segment 7.3 of Sandhya Nivarini. As always, if you have any queries, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. You can also send us your comments on our WhatsApp number 9393-258-258. Once again, 9393-258-258. Thank you so much for being with us. I offer this endeavor with gratitude and love at His lotus feet. Jai Sai Ram.